a very warm welcome to our gorgeous entrepreneurs. And on the red sofa today, we have Diana David of Diana's Chocolates. Welcome, Diana.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Tell me about Diana's Chocolates. What are they?
Okay, so I make small batches of flavored chocolate bars made with handmade caramel, handmade peanut butter, a variety of citrus and floral oils, and they all taste absolutely divine. Love making them.
I saw on your website a bit about you and that your passion is mixing fruit.
Oh, yeah, I love playing with different flavor combinations. But I mean, nuts and chocolate, you couldn't get a better combination than that. But I also love the whole sensory process of making chocolate, because, you know, you've got the chocolate melting, you're stirring it, it's all smooth and velvety, and then you've got, you know, natural orange oil and fresh orange zest that's drying out on a very low heat in the oven. And it's all just lovely. It's all just really, really lovely. And
sounds very fragrant around your
house.
Yes,
it really is very fragrant, especially when nuts are roasting as well. Or if I make caramel, that has a really lovely fragrance too. So, it's all good fun.
And this is all high-end, beautiful chocolate.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so it's all... I make them all in small batches, and I then package them myself at home. My husband designs all the packaging, and we do our own deliveries because they're mostly locally in central London or north London. In fact, it's all over London. So we just try and keep it as in-house as possible. We don't use a courier service. We're very low on the environment. So it's sort of like a low impact business in that we don't use many air miles or food miles or however it's meant to.
You're doing your best.
Yeah, doing my best to be green is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I do quite a lot of my deliveries on the tube and the bus rather than using a courier service and you know, blocking up the roads of London.
We'll get you a little bicycle.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're talking about that. Steve and I, husband and I are talking about that.
Right. Yeah. And so what were you doing before you started your chocolate business?
Okay. So I spent many, many years working in publishing, which I actually really, really enjoyed. Had a fabulous job selling advertising space and marketing, online promotions and that kind of thing, which I really, really enjoyed. But due to a change in circumstances and my personal circumstances, I kind of had to give that up and look at a different direction. And the magazines that I was working on all were food based. So I had a lot of knowledge and I was involved in recipe development as part of marketing. And I just decided, well, why don't I try and launch my own food brand, which will give me an opportunity to work from home and be around my family and my son, who is quite profoundly autistic, and his behavior was becoming so challenging. It was just too difficult to hold down a job that was really quite demanding. So I decided, why not start a chocolate business? And it's been going since 2012 and it's fantastic.
Fabulous. So working from home gives you the flexibility.
Absolutely.
To work the hours that you can work or need to work.
Yeah.
Based around your family and your family needs.
That's right, yes.
But I imagine there are some drawbacks to that, because your own business, I mean, you're then everything.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
So, you know, on one hand, going to a job, you know, it takes the 10 hours, you know, between getting there and getting back and working, you know, more than your 8 hours if you're working hard at a job anyway. But at least you go there and you're, you know, it's done.
Yeah.
And you come home.
And then you walk away from it. So, well, how I work is when my son's at school, I tend to do all my chocolate production. sometimes in the evening when he's in bed or I've got a few hours spare, well, more than a few hours, I will just go. I mean, sometimes I wake up in the early hours of the morning and I just think, well, I've got orders to fulfill. I'll just go in my kitchen.
I'm up.
Why muck about? Go and sit in the kitchen and, well, sit in the kitchen, switch the oven on, roast some nuts, melt some chocolate, blend them together, pour them into the moulds and just let them set. And then a few hours later, I might go to sleep and then come down and take the chocolate bars out of the moulds. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a bit of a balancing act.
Do you find, I think that to me, that also requires a lot of personal resources. Are you quite a strong person?
I am a pretty strong person. I have to be. I mean, apart from making the chocolate and going out to see suppliers and doing the odd market here and there, I also spend an enormous amount of time negotiating with my local authority on resources that are required and are not necessarily always delivered, which is a process we're going through at the moment.
I would say, because managing a business is like, you know, that's a child.
Yeah.
And then you have another child with a lot of needs.
Yes.
And that is, and you are his advocate as well as his carer.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. I also have a gorgeous 16-year-old daughter, Lulu, who is amazing. But yeah, she really struggles with it. But we have to just, we just have to get on. We just have to get on.
And so in the midst of all this, you said, oh, yeah, sure, I'll take on something else.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know,
you have to do something. I couldn't just, like, not work. And I knew I couldn't take on another job in that industry because it was far too demanding. And I just thought, I've got to do something. That I did a fair bit of I didn't do an enormous amount of research. Everyone loves chocolate. So if I came up with something that was just a little bit different, and it's also incidentally vegan, it's not something that I set out to do. My son was eating a lot of cheap, nasty chocolate, and there are some really good, fantastic brands. I mean, I would say something like Cadbury's is a fantastic brand. It's actually a really good product, but my product is quite different because I sourced a really beautiful dairy-free chocolate that I wanted to source because I wanted to experiment for my son, because I didn't want him eating that stuff anymore. And I came across this fantastic chocolate, and it really, really works with all my other flavor profiles. So that's kind of where it came from. And of course, since I started the business, which was in 2012, veganism has gone through the roof. And I do my best. I'm not 100% vegan, but I do my best. So
it's interesting that at that time, and sort of right place, right time for you personally.
Yeah.
You had to organically find something that was going to work.
Yeah.
And that's also organically grown out of your family's needs.
Exactly.
Physical, dietary, etc. Yeah. And that's really amazing. And so then, how do we find you? How did you then bring it to the world? I mean, you must have had some sort of idea of where other people go since you were working with food brands.
Yes, exactly. So I basically made myself, I put together a list of the shops that I would like to be in. And I approached them all. I literally approached them all by phone, by email. I mean, I'm quite tenacious. So, you know, if I don't get a response, I'll follow it up and follow it up and follow it up until I get a response. And I mean, touch wood, we have been very lucky. It's been a product that's been very, very well received by shops, and they continue. I'm still in the same shops that I was in, you know, what is it now? 2012, 7 years ago since we first started. And we have a really lovely loyal customer base. So I'm in places like Partridge's, Sourced Market, Budgeons in Belsize Park and Tufnell Park, a few small independent delis around North London, W. Martin, Limone, Tony's Continental, let me think, well, Eat 17 in sort of Hackney, Dalston, Hammersmith. Pretty much all around town. And anyone's very welcome to email me if they want to you know, buy directly from me, although I don't do mail order as yet, but I can do. Mm-hmm. And I do quite often get people say, oh, I received this as a gift. I really, really liked it. Please, can I buy some more? And in that case, I'll organize something.
Excellent.
But yeah.
And so at the moment, you said you're going through a bit of a sort of, not reorganization, but sort of a glamorization.
Yes, I suppose you could call it glamorization. I hope it ends up being that way. We have at the moment, our packaging is clear, so you can see all the beautiful intricate work on the chocolate bars, like the chopped roasted almonds and hazelnuts and cranberries and orange, fresh orange zest. It looks really beautiful. But what we've decided to do is to make the brand more environmentally friendly. We have launched some completely biodegradable and recyclable packaging that has literally launched in the last few months.
Wow.
And it looks really good. It just looks much smarter. I mean, some people say they prefer the old packaging, but a lot of people prefer the new packaging. So you can't please everyone. But yeah.
But it is more environmentally.
Yeah, we had to go that way. I mean, it's something that I actually do feel quite strongly about myself. So fantastic. Yeah, we just thought that as a brand, it would be the best way to go.
Excellent. Okay. And also your working on updating the website, but you do have the website, which is
www.dianaschocolates.co.uk.
Perfect. So if people want to go on in there and see the beautiful peanut butter cups, and which I was immediately drawn to.
Good.
And the beautiful chocolate bars. Like I said, you're using really lovely, fresh ingredients, and they look beautiful.
Thank you.
And I have some here to taste, which I'm going to enjoy. And also, if people want to come and see you, I think you're going to be showing up at a market this weekend.
That's right. On Sunday, the 8th of December, I will be at the Chelsea Gift Fair in Duke of York Square, which is just off of the King's Road. So do come on down and say hi and try some of my delicious chocolates.
Diana, thank you so much for being on Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you. Good luck. Thank you.
And for more gorgeous, tasty women, go to www.radiogorgeous.com.